What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick Stats. You've entered the chat with me and head coach over at East Ridge, Mr. Chad Barger. Coach, heading into this season, you've got a lot of the same faces, but you got a lot of new faces too. How are you feeling about this team this year heading into a brand new season?
Well, I mean, the only concern is like every year here, it seems like since I've been here, we're numbers. I mean, we're sitting high 30s right now, counting our freshmen, but like we've got a chance. You know, we've got some good solid football players coming back. We have, you know, King Knox, who's one of the leading rushers in the region last year, is back, all region kid. Newcomer of the year in the region last year was Bentley Moore. He's back, just a sophomore. We have Mark Sessions back as all region defensive end. Jamari Jones is back, was all region defensive guy, overhang/safety. He's also playing some wide out for us. We have, you know, we have Gerald Young, you know, Butts, a fantastic football player, and a great kid. So, I mean, this guy's, you know, he's a catalyst, man. He's got some juice to him, too. So, you know, we got to teach him how to harness that a little bit, too, and bring it in with the kids and kind of be a leader around our guys. And he's got a chance to be special. And, you know, like I said, with Mark and King and Gerald, all three are also really, really good with the ball in their hands at tailback. So we've kind of got a three-headed monster running the football. We converted Cam Hollis, who's a two-year starter for us at receiver and secondary. We converted him to quarterback this year. And, you know, Cam's just a smart football player. You know, he picks it up pretty quick, never gets too high, never gets too low. So he's that kind of guy. But, man, I mean, you know, we're really excited about the direction we're going. You know, the big thing is, like I said, it just seems like numbers are scary. But we stay healthy. We got a chance to make a little bit of noise.
Yeah, and you mentioned the move with Cam Hollis to quarterback. What's that been like for you, and how have you seen him progress through this summer?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You can't find a better kid. Like, you know, Cam's just you know what you're going to get with him every single day. He's going to show up. He's going to work his tail off. You know, he's going to push himself. He's going to do everything he can to do what you ask him to do. And, you know, and that's all that you can ask for in a kid. But, like, he's progressed well. He's starting to figure things out. He's starting to get rid of the ball quicker. You know, early on, and, you know, it's hard. He's a left-handed kid. I always tell him all the time, you know, I said, man, you're throwing it the wrong hand anyway. But, you know, he's a lefty, and he's figuring it out. And the more reps he gets, the better off he's going to be. And he, you know, I'm gonna say mid-season or so, when he's really comfortable playing, he's gonna look like a different kid even from the start. He's always going to find a way to get better.
What do you feel like is going to be the biggest challenge for you this year?
I mean, you know, like I said, it's going to be staying healthy. You know, we got some guys that enjoy the game and things, so we've got to figure out how to really practice and still be able to stay pretty physical without banging ourselves up in practice. But, you know, the big thing is just staying healthy. We can stay healthy. I mean, you know, and I said the same thing last year, because we had some guys and then we didn't stay healthy, so we lost some guys to injury for the year that really kind of changed the dynamic of our season about halfway through the year. We're blessed in the fact that our kids work really, really hard. You know, our guys show up every day. They want to be here. They're a pleasure to be around. You know, they're good kids, and you know, and that's always a plus as a coach. You know, when you enjoy showing up every day and being around the guys. So I mean, it's one of those things. I think if we can just click and get everything together, we should be okay.
And you've got some new coaching staff too around you as head coach, obviously, but you've got a new offensive coordinator as well. What experience does he bring to the team to help you all get those wins in the columns?
But I mean, you know, Coach Sean Cooley, and it's a cool story. I mean, he played for me at Sequatchie. We're related, actually. He's a cousin of mine. His mother and I are first cousins. But, you know, Sean does a great job. He was a really good football player for me. He played quarterback for me at Sequatchie. During the time, I had three really good running backs, so we were a wing tee. He didn't have to throw it a whole lot. And I mean, he knew he's gonna hand it to one of three guys that had 1,000 yards in the same season, and you know they'd be fine. But you know, he's a guy that has worked his way into a good position. I mean, you know, he started it. A lot of coaches want to come in and immediately want to be a, you know, labeled as something as a coordinator or whatever. But he worked as an assistant for a while, kind of worked his way into being a coordinator, and has been around. And you know, he's an experienced guy and does a good job with our quarterback. You know, and a good job with our offense. So I mean, you can't ask for a guy. You know, you look for loyalty and guys that are going to enhance the kids around you and the people around you, and he does.
Yeah, definitely. I would say he does, especially with seeing kind of the leadership that you have on your coaching staff, just out at practices and 7-on-7s. Y'all have been killing it. He's been killing it in his new spot, so it's definitely good to see, and we wish you the best of luck this year, getting more wins in the column and this new team that you've got with the adjustments that you've made.
I appreciate it.